can apply in every day. And now we are going to jump into the training. To help us kick things off, I have the pleasure of introducing you guys to someone I have a ton of respect for. She's a regional vice president with our company, and she's a top producer. She is one of our top producers. She's always in top pre-registration. One of the things she does really, 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 really well is get people off to a fast start. I get to track people's business on a regular basis. And when people get around her, she just has an infectious personality to move people to action. She gets it done. She gets them qualified. She gets them making money. She gets them bonuses. And she's going to show you how to do the same. She's got a really unique way of communicating. And I want you to hear what she has to say. And some of you need to adopt what she is doing and how she's doing it, because she's one of the best at it. So please help me welcome to kick off our training, my friend, regional vice, or you can see senior vice president, speaking it into existence, Angelique Davis. Angelique, call is all yours.
Mr. Salomon, I'm blushing, I'm smiling, face is turning red over here. Let me tell y'all something. When Mr. Solomon says your name and friend in the same sentence, you'd be like, oh, yeah, right? Mr. Solomon, thank you so, so much. I appreciate you out loud and in front of everybody on this Zoom. It's over 100 people on this Zoom. Sir, let me say this before you go off, before you hide back and give it to me. Thank you so much for every single sacrifice that you've made over this entire journey of ACN. It's because of your persistence. It's because of your dream. It's because of your vision. It's because of your sacrifices that you've made, literally taken away from Miss Angela as well as your boys. We thank you, because I wouldn't be here. Mr. Evan wouldn't be here, right? He's the reason I'm here. You're the reason he's here. So I don't want that to go unannounced. Team, if you could, everybody that's on here, blow up this entire chat, because everything that this man sacrificed is to our benefit today. So put in the chat, thank you, put up some emojis. Thank you, Mr. Solomon. I appreciate you all the way up 95 North. Thank you, sir. And I'm excited, y'all. I'm always excited. I get excited if I find a quarter on the ground, okay? I get excited if I get, I don't know, a coupon off from Chick-fil-A, whatever. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited that we woke up today. I'm just excited at the opportunity. You know what I'm saying? But before we get started, let me say this. If you have an opportunity to run and grab something to write with, you definitely want to, right? And guess what? If you are not dressed from the bottom down, that's okay. I got my pajamas on too, okay? You just got to look good up top. Right, Ms. Deborah? You just got to look good like halfway up top. So, but turn your camera off. Go grab something to write with. Go get something, right? If you're not dressed on the bottom, go, go grab something really, really quickly, because I'm about to go over just the information that I duplicated over the years. Mr. Solomon gave me too much credit. I learned from him. I learned from Mr. Adlam. I just piggybacked off what they did, right? So I want to pour into everyone. But before I get started, look, if you got your camera on, I'm about to show you some love, okay? Hey, Miss Amanda, how you doing? Mr. Jeremy, how are you, sir? What it is, Miss Cookie? How you doing? Oh, I'm going to tell your story a little bit, Miss Cookie. Yeah, we're going to have fun today. Hey, Miss Sean. How are you? Dukes, what it is? Hey, Mr. Nolan, thanks for logging in. I see Team Rev. Hey, Miss Pam, welcome to the call. Mr. Harrell, welcome. Mr. Jesse, thank you for logging in. I'm telling you, you're going to have more fun on if you got your camera on. Hey, Moore, what it is from Philly? Mr. Design, Ms. K-I-M. Hey, Miss Carrie, Mr. Madu, we had so much fun yesterday. Oh, my Jesus. All right, I'm Javier, hi, my love. I needed a real hug from you yesterday. Thanks for coming. I appreciate it. All right, so look, if you got your camera on, you know I'm going to keep calling on you. But all right, let's get started. Miss Lorraine, thanks so much for helping me out. I appreciate it. I'm going to try my best to stay on task with time. But my topic, is launching, y'all. Mr. Solomon really asked for me to really dive into it, and I'm going to peel back the layers. Like he said, I'm not going to give you the conversation that we talked to you about on Saturday, right, Ms. Pam? I'm going to dive in based on my experience. So, you know, this is just what I do. But for those of you who I haven't had the opportunity to meet, right? Hey, Miss Pam, you look beautiful. I'm just going to share my story really quickly and why I take ACN so personal. You know, I'm Angelique Davis, born and raised out of Philly, right? I moved to Delaware quite some time ago. Y'all, I have a professional background as a licensed therapist. I kind of look like one with my black turtleneck on today. Kind of cute, right? Anyway, go ahead, Miss Deborah. I like your energy. But anyway, before ACN, y'all, I'm never embarrassed to say it. My family did not come from money. You know, how many of you can relate? We had to work for everything. That's right. Yeah, Nolan. I see you, Miss Barbara. You know, my grandparents, excuse me, came from the South, military background. Look, we was taught, you get up, you make your bed, nothing but a bounce when we drop a quarter on it, right? Like, that's the kind of hardworking family that I came from. So I knew right away there was no trust, there was no fun, there was no college savings. I had to figure it out. And I'm okay with that. And I knew that my way out was through education. Went to Temple, finished my undergrad, master's program, went on to become licensed. And I wanted to pour everything that I knew and learned into children. My concentration was children with autism. I promise you, I adore children. And God got a funny sense of humor, y'all. I'm telling you, because it turns out that my son is on the spectrum. So I was like, okay, G-O-D, you made me go to school for all of that to apply everything to my baby. So I get it. But that was life before ACN. And I was working 6 days a week because that's just who I am. I love to dive in. Even though schools are only open 5 days, right? On that extra day, I would still go in, do paperwork, service some children that I didn't get a chance to see during the week. Their families would be open to bringing them in. I used to also run 4 different behavioral health programs, right? Throughout the city of Philly. So when I tell you life was busy, y'all, it was busy. And I'm going to be honest, I achieved my goal in terms of finances, right? I was doing really well financially. But here's where the problem lied. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Here's where the problem lied. And I didn't realize it until ACN. I didn't have a whole lot of time on my hand. I really didn't. Like, my son was 3 years old. I'm working 6 days a week. I got a 3-hour-a-day commute from Philly to Delaware. Like, oosh. You got to put on some good music and some snacks in the car, not to have road rage, for real. 3 hours? Come on, y'all. So that's what life was like. Now, along comes ACN. Check this out. I get a call from someone that I really respect, good friend of mine. He's doing well for himself and his family, right? And he calls me. My nickname is Ouija, right? Okay, don't judge me. Don't. I bet you y'all got some nickname. I just. You do put it in the chat if you bold enough. Okay, I'm gonna give you the correct spelling and all. I'm gonna put it in the chat. I'm gonna be the first to embarrass myself. Okay, there you go. What's your nickname? Let me see. Okay, yes, Miss Christy Ouija. Okay, so he says, Ouija, listen, I got the hookup. Is that what you mean? He literally, this true words. I got the hookup on electricity. Now I'm from Philly, right? You say you got the hookup on something. I'm coming. And let me be very clear. Miss Melissa Pooh. Okay, Sean. Charlie Brown. Ooh, how you get that nickname, Melissa? Okay, Boogie Night, Shannon. Okay, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm reading some of these nicknames. Miss Christy Crispy. Okay. Ooh, y'all telling on yourself, college days and all of that, huh? But anyway. So anyway, he says, Weej, I got the hookup on electricity. And I said, wait, what? Now, I'm in Delaware, right? Gas and electric is all on one bill. It's the second largest bill outside of my mortgage. It's about anywhere from $350 to $500. So you tell me you got the hookup on that, I'm coming. We met in Starbucks in Newark, Delaware. And yes, he started to talk about, listen, I could save you some money, but I'm like, what are you doing? What is this? He went through the presentation with me, and fast forward my story, y'all. I got in because I said, well, wait a minute. Look, I need to be positioned. Now, remember my story. I need to be positioned to earn residual income. This is my way out, Miss Deborah. Miss Amanda, this was my way out because what Jemai Robinson, and I can say his name because I've asked him, right? That's who introduced me to ACN. Jemai Robinson, what he didn't know was at night, it might look like from the outside that everything was going great. Big house, car, marriage, career. That's what it looked like. Deep inside, I couldn't wait to get divorced. That's another conversation. I'll train y'all about that later, okay? I can't promote that on this call, okay? And I was crying and praying at night, trying to figure out, how do I get home to my son, Levi? How do I stop leaving him and dropping him off at before care and after care, my mom care, uncle care? How many of you can relate? Those of you that are parents, grandparents, how many of you know what I'm talking about? That's right. Mr. Bruce, your hand went up. Miss Margaret, that's right. So as Jemiah is talking about the hookup, I'm thinking bigger. I'm thinking a team. I'm thinking residual income. I'm thinking, no, I'm doing this with you. Tell me how to do this, because I'm going to tear this up, first and foremost. So my first, I guess, strategy or suggestion would be, don't treat ACN like a side hobby or hustle. You just can't. You just can't. This company is way too beautiful and has way too many opportunities for you and I to make it. So that's first and foremost. But the second thing, I said, okay, how do I learn how to do what Mr. Oren Solomon is doing? How do I learn how to do what Mr. James Adlam has done? How do I get home to Levi, but how do I make sure we're good, good? And I knew right away that the more people that I help, the more people that I help make money, we gonna have this conversation, y'all. The more people that I help make money, we all gonna win. You're not a boss when you make it. You're a boss when you have others at your table. It's different. It's levels to it. Meek Mills wrote a song about it. Y'all better check it out. It's levels to it. First and foremost, when you launch a brand new IBO, let me be very clear. Thank you, Miss King. She said she liked my haircut in the chat, child. You should have put that to everybody, not direct, because you know we love our compliments. Anyway, listen, it's very clear. When you launch someone, you have now a responsibility to help them win and make them money. Fair? You know what I'm saying? You take somebody 324, and in my opinion, the 324 is the easy part. The true leader shows and appears when you can help them win and get that direct deposit within their first 24 to 48 hours. They should be launched and they should make some money. So write that down. And I'm very intentional. Mr. Solomon said I got a unique way of talking and speaking. I just would call it intentional and straight up. I am who I am, whether I'm sitting in front of Oprah, whether I'm sitting in front of a sales associate at a department store. I am who I am. My language does not change. My posture does not change. One thing about me, and you should notice for yourself, doing a launch, excuse me, bring that posture and remember who you are. Don't you reduce your standards for no one. And I mean it. Y'all, we have a simple opportunity. And in ACN, when you first launch somebody, the first goal should literally be to get them five services, not three. Five services, write that down. I'm telling you, it's going to benefit everybody in the long run. Your billing volume, they get their first bonus. Look, you position them right away. My man, I'm always saying, get that monkey off your back. Get that monkey off your back. Get them their five services right away. Now, what does that conversation look like? From the door, I'm coming into this launch meeting and I'm letting them know, look, this year launched to freedom. This is a business that we are going to respect together. I am going to help you make money right away. One of the other things that I talk to them about is, listen, tell me why you're doing ACN. This is so important. Miss Cookie, oh my God, it's so important. Miss Pam, it's so important. You have to connect and relate and identify. You have to understand, why are you in ACN? What do you want out of your ACN business? Mr. Peterson, that's the first thing I'm saying to them. Tell me a little bit about you. Let me know. Because I need to know, are you a single mom? I need to know, are you a single dad? I need to know if you work overnight. I need to know if money is tight for you, right? I need to know how big you want to take this thing. And most people, I'll give them the option, hey, do you want to kind of go at a slow pace, average pace, or are we tearing this thing off the roof? Because if you want to go at a slow pace, look, I'm a respected. But our goal is to identify and find leaders, Miss Lorraine. I'm looking for the person that's ready to fire their boss and write their own check to freedom. But I'm a respect. Hey, listen, if you want to bring in a couple extra $100, you know, maybe you just want to satisfy, you know, the car payment, whatever it is, I'm totally going to respect it. But I'm going to open that conversation up and I'm going to ask you, at what pace would you like to go at? And I'm going to break it down for her. Because if you tell me you want to sprint, oh, look here now. Now you're giving me permission. Now you're giving me permission to literally, you know, build a plan with you and really lock arms and run with you. Does that make sense? Does that make sense to you? Okay, solid. So again, first goal, 5 services. But the second thing, we got to invite, ask them to invite us in to what they have going on, right? What speed do they want to go at? Why are they doing ACN? What's going on at home? Now I'm getting into the services. Well, they're going to talk to me and I'm going to ask them to walk me through their home. What you got going on? Do you have home security? And here's what, listen, look at my reaction. Look at my reaction. This is important. Mr. Bruce, I'm going to say, hey, Mr. Bruce, you got home security? No, I ain't got no home security. Miss Angelique, wait, what? Child, I'm going to make them feel like, ooh, they behind with the times. I'm going to make them, what? You ain't got no home security? People crazy out here, Mr. Bruce. Oh my God, we got to get you one today. Notice my urgency. Today, matter of fact, I'm texting our Vivid rep as we're on the phone with Mr. Bruce, right? Hey, got a brand new rep. And I'm making a connection. I'm creating a thread, a text messaging system with Mr. Bruce and our rep Axel or whoever you guys use from Vivid, right? I like Axel. He's amazing. He's very responsive. Hey, Axel, got a brand new rep. Need to get him home security right away, right? I'm providing Mr. Bruce's IBO number, but here's the other thing I'm saying in that message. This is the service that's going to get Mr. Bruce his first bonus. We need to get this done today. Can you call him now? So urgency is all throughout. So that's the one service, but then I'm going to keep going with that same level of urgency and fear loss. Mr. Bruce, who do you have, right? Who do you have for ID seal, or excuse me, identity theft protection? Mr. Bruce going to say, I ain't got what? You know, people crazy. Listen, you ain't got, Mr. Bruce, we got to get today. You're even looking at the news. How many people hacking into your account? Mr. Bruce going to say, okay. I'm pulling up the plan while Mr. Bruce talking. This is all the things we're doing on the launch together. Right away, part of his services. Now we up to 2. If he's in the energy market, y'all already know I'm going for energy as well. What I'm going to encourage you to do is identify your key services. Get great at them. Be amazing at them, right? Mr. Jim, Miss Burnett, look, or Bernadette, look, here's what I want y'all to do. Hey, y'all, here's what I want y'all to do. If energy is your jam, let that be your jam, right? If Vivid is your jam, let that be your jam. If impact is your thing, like create that standard. And Mr. Solomon may create it for you, you know, kind of got a guide for launching with what services he wants you guys to focus in on. You know what I'm saying? But my encouragement, get great at a couple of the services first. Let them be your jams. And then you switch the radio station and then you start listening to the other jams for the other services. So you can get comfortable with those. But again, 5 services, home and through Mr. Bruce's home. He's talking to me about everything that he got going on, but I'm already pulling it up and he's picking the plan. And I'm saying, Mr. Bruce, grab your debit or credit card real quick so we can get you the best possible plan, you know, and we're going ahead and enrolling. Here's what else is happening. Mr. Bruce is learning because we're doing it together on Zoom. By the way, oh my Jesus, thank you, Lord, for Zoom. You have to do everything by Zoom in terms of a launch. If you got the opportunity, if you prefer to do it in person, that's up to you. I like the launch on Zoom. They can learn. They can see it. It's really convenient. And here's the other thing. I never do a launch, at least I try not to, with just me and a new person. Have that sponsor or however way you got introduced to that new person, right? Have them join as well. Guess what's happening? They learning and they listening to everything that you got going on. I guarantee you, you're making your work and your life a lot easier by having somebody else. Even if, I'm going to be honest, even if it's not the sponsor, let's say you got a hungry ETL, you got a hungry RC. Man, if you got a hungry CQ and they're really ready to learn, have them hop on with the new person permission. Hey, listen, you know, I want you to meet such and such, right? They're an up and coming leader. I'm sure you're going to refer to them to maybe get some assistance later on, but they're going to be participating in the launch. That's so important to never do anything by themselves. That's right, Moore. Absolutely. Mr. Moore just put that makes sense. 1,000%. Because the faster you position your people to be in power, right? It's just, you're going to have more success on your team, right? So hopefully you all got that part. Let me check my timing. All right, I'm doing all right. Now we got them customer qualified, right? Now, the next thing that we're going to do, y'all already know we're going to schedule their VBRs. Now, oh my Jesus, I got to tell y'all a really quick story. Miss Sean, listen to this. I'm going to tell y'all a story about VBRs. Y'all already know a VBR, virtual business reception or grand opening. It takes place over Zoom. Some of us are already doing live meetings, right? I just did one from two for Miss Cookie. She's one of our regional directors. Say hi to Miss Cookie, y'all. Let me see. I can't. You know what? I can't pinpoint you. I can't pin you, Miss Cookie. But Miss Cookie was brave enough to start doing home meetings again. If you've been around for a little bit, you know that that's the world that we come from. Ah, look. Thank you, Miss Lorraine. Y'all, she's so cute. But thank you, Miss Lorraine. I appreciate it. That's Miss Ardane Cookie Britt, y'all. She's one of our regional directors out of the Philly area. And she was brave enough to have a couple live home meetings, right? Over the Christmas break. This lady had me driving to Philly over the Christmas break. It was so fun, though, connecting with folks. And this is crazy. This is crazy because she's always coachable and willing to do what it takes, which is how she was able to literally retire. Miss Cookie, can you unmute? Miss Lorraine, can you unmute her? Look, I'm putting everybody on the spot real quick. Look at this. Y'all got to hear her story. It's actually really, really powerful. Miss Cookie.
Thank you, Miss Lorraine. Awesome. I'm unmuted. Happy New Year, everyone.
All right, sugar drop. Now, let me tell y'all the power of having a meeting, virtual business reception or home meeting. The purpose is, and again, this is scheduled. Let me back up a bit. I don't want to confuse you all. This is all taking place during the launch. We're going to schedule at least two meetings, right? And whether it's virtually or in person, whatever you're comfortable with, whatever the new rep is comfortable with, you want to at least get two on the books. Why am I saying that? Because some folks might not, if you schedule it for Wednesday night, some folks might got soccer practice and basketball practice. So you want to have that second date so that they can be available. Either way, create opportunities for folks to be able to plug into. That's the purpose of the launch. And here's the thing. This is super important. And let's say you're doing your launch today. It's Sunday. I got one coming up at 3:00. Let's say you're doing your launch today, Sunday. Let me tell y'all something. You listening? I'm coming to you, Miss Cookie. Please don't schedule that person launch for Friday and 2 weeks from now. And then they pick, hey, I'm feeling lucky on February 29th. It's leap year. Who? Where they do that? No dice, home slice. So what you're going to do is you're going to encourage the brand new person, say, hey, listen. And if they give you this kickback, say, hey, listen, you said you're doing this for your wife and your children. You said you wanted to go at a sprint fast pace. We need to get your business grand opening within the next 24 to 48 hours. At least let's have an emergency meeting so that we can share everything that you have going on. They don't know. This is what I mean by don't lower your standard, because you're going to create so much confusion, even for yourself. I keep it super black and white. I'm not going to let you water down my dreams or yours. That's so important. So you keep your standard high, and it's just about communicating. It's just about guiding. It's just about educating and letting them know, look, the faster we move, the faster you can make these comma checks, the faster you get these direct deposits and fire your boss. That's the language. So anyway, Miss Cookie, you know, had a home meeting. Miss Cookie, if you could just share super duper briefly, just your experience with our home meeting, some of the results, especially what duplicated into yesterday from the event. Ma'am, the call is yours.
Yes, absolutely, Ms. Davidson. What an honor to share our platform with you. I was unmuted. Thank you, Ms. Lorraine. And I'm trying to keep my laughter under control so I'm not laughing while you're training, ma'am. Thank you so much for making this so much fun for us. So I did have a home meeting. Ms. Davis, she arrived to my house 3 hours away from where she lives. The one result that I'll talk about was... a person, she got started right away. She got customer qualified. We had her virtual business reception. She invited folks. A person got started. Her name is Miss Trudy. She's on today. Miss Trudy, duplication, got qualified within her first 24 hours, got her 5 services. Her first bonus was recognized as being customer qualified yesterday at a live event. And we are scheduled after this boot camp to have a Zoom so that we can invite to her Zoom grand opening. So just duplication. Thank you so much for the system. Thank you, Miss Angelique, for always being there for us, and Mr. Solomon. Just, you guys are just awesome. Duplication, 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 and I am a product of it. Thank you so much.
You got it, lady. Thank you. Thanks for being coachable. And one more thing, Miss Cookie, do me a huge, gigantic favor. Because she was so consistent with having VBRs, because she was so consistent with just showing the plan, right? And keep it going. Even with a tight schedule, can you do me a favor? What huge milestone did you just celebrate? Talk about where you were when you first started ACN, yeah, and now where you are now with that milestone.
Yes, ma'am. So my professional background, I'm a survey statistician, regional survey manager for the federal government. I was responsible for multiple programs and the hundreds of field representatives and field supervisors who collect the data for those programs. By following this system, my heartbreaking position with the government, I was able to walk away from a six-figure salary and work in ACN right now. So I retired 15 years earlier than expected, and I owe it all to the training and support of this system. Thank you, Ms. Davis.
You're so decent. Thank you, Sugar Drop. I appreciate it tremendously, like a lot.
Wow.
Thank you. I know, right, Ms. Lorraine? But that's the power of ACN, y'all. That's what's available. Ms. Cookie and I were complete strangers. I met her in a meeting. Complete strangers. She was hungry. She wanted it. Had that same conversation. And here's the other thing. When people don't know our system, one of the things that she said to me was, I don't know if I could do this. I'm super busy. I'm super busy. I said, lady, let me tell you something. Looked her in her brown jaw, got face to face with her, looked her squared up right in her eye. I said, if you can give me 1 to 2 hours a week, I can help you, but I need at least 1 to 2 hours a week. She said, done. That, what is that? And that leads me to, you know, the next part of the conversation. That's posture, y'all. That's believing in ACN. That's believing in me. And that's how we got to talk to our people, even during the launch, even during the initial meeting. With that being said, Ms. Cookie, thank you again and congratulations. But you got to schedule those two meetings right away. Now, let's keep it real. I got a few more minutes. Okay. Let's keep it real, y'all. That was a beautiful story. And sometimes it don't work out that way. You know, sometimes.
Take your time. As long as you want. Take your time.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. That's a beautiful story, but sometimes it doesn't work out that way. Now, let me talk to y'all about another story that I had happened to me for someone who, look, he just was like, and you know, just to respect the privacy, let's just call him Ed. Ed was like, I ain't having no meeting. Okay, right? Now, what would y'all do? And I think you guys, if you can put in the chat, what would you do if you get an IBO during the launch and they're like, I ain't having no meeting. That's not my thing. I'm not going to have a meeting. Just what would you do? I'm just curious. I just need y'all to interact with me for a little bit. Put in the chat, what would you do? Just really, really quickly. Taproot. Okay, I like it. Who can I call that you know? All right, Ms. Hope says, what's your why? All right. What else? Really quickly. Leverage. Nolan says leverage. All right. Mr. Duke says call you. That's funny. That's my cousin, y'all. He's also a regional director. Oh, I got a quick story. Oh, I'm going to tell you a story too, Duke. But look, so here's what I ended up doing. And all your answers are correct. They are. All of them are correct. But I'm sitting in this launch with Ed, and I'm like, so I'm trying to really not convince, but let him know, look, this is what you said you wanted. He's like, I'm not doing it. Cool. Let me tell you what I am going to do. We about to get these five services, right? Because let me tell you what I did. And here's where we need to transition. This is not a volunteer business. Everything you do, you need to get paid for. Please understand that. The thing that stresses you at night, those bills, the children's tuition, right? All the expenses that come with being an adult, the thing that stresses you, like I said, at night, remember that when you go into these meetings, Everything should not be a volunteer situation. You should totally get compensated. I believe in that wholeheartedly. So what I'm not about to do is leave this launch without getting five services, because as a leader, you're telling me ding, 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 red flag. If I hang up with you, you're already saying what you're not going to do in our initial meeting. So if I hang up with you or get off this Zoom or whatever it is, I'm making my job that much harder. So as he's talking, I'm on the phone pushing back a few meetings. Hey, can we push it back a little bit? Because I know I'm going to be a little bit longer with Ed. What I end up doing with Ed, he got his five services. Good. You got your money. I got mine. We good. Okay. Now let's talk about the what you're not going to do. Mr. Solomon talked about meeting people where they are. And we learned this in grad school with therapy. You have to meet people where they are. You just do. You come eye level with them and you meet them where they are. What are you comfortable with? Keyword. What are you comfortable with? Now that we got the five services out the way, you know, what are you comfortable with? He's like, I like services. What service do you like the most? Because I'm leaning in, I'm playing to your strength. And let's be clear, y'all. Some people will be amazing recruiters. Some people will be amazing customer getters. And I learned this. Ed taught me this. He said, I like Flash Mobile. I said, okay. Because honestly, two or three of the services were all Flash Mobile. So we went through that process. He's like, I like Flash Mobile. Okay. Who else do you know that want to save some money on their cell phone bill? So now here's what I'm doing. I'm not getting off. It's a few powerful lessons in this. I'm not getting off until I position him to feel empowered as well. I don't want to make him feel defeated. Now that I know he's open to at least diving into Flash Mobile, now I need to empower him. Now I need to play on his strength. Fast forward, I'm going to tell you what ended up happening. Ed ended up going out and getting 60 Flash Mobile customers. True story. 60 Flash Mobile customers in like a month. I don't know. It was super fast. Super fast. And what it taught me was, I can't expect every person that I come across to be the ideal leader, if you will. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's going to be comfortable with recruiting. Now, over time, he did introduce a few people to ACN. He did. He didn't have a large team, but they all, guess what they did? He knew other cell phone store owners that brought in a ton of other Flash Mobile customers. I said, well, I'd be filling the blank. You know what I said, right? I did. This was years ago. I'll never forget it. At that point, I understood. You let your people teach you. It's a fine line. You don't drop your standard, but you let your people teach you. And I'm telling you, you play to their strength, y'all. You really embrace where and meet them where they are. Watch what happens. Watch what happens. So that was a really important lesson for me. Oh my Jesus, it was really important. So hopefully you all got something out of that. But, you know, back to the standard launch. Here's the other thing that I would also encourage. Celebration. Oh my goodness, celebration. Let me tell you something. Mr. Solomon mentioned it, a text messaging system. If you all have the opportunity, I don't know if you guys use Telegram or not. We are big with Telegram. If you're not using it, I encourage you to use it, because every single person needs recognition. I don't care if you're 6'3", 300 pounds. You tell me where the gym is. I don't care. I don't care if you're 5'4", super petite. I don't care. Everybody loves to be recognized and appreciated, especially in a world that we live in today. So we created a Telegram group, and recognition and celebration is like all we do in this Telegram group. We do a few other things. But the reason that I'm saying is, if you all are a rising leader and you want to be that leader, you pull your team together, right? You put everybody in this Telegram group. When I'm launching someone, right? My friend and business partner, Mr. Rashawn Moore, we're doing this launch at 3 o'clock with his brand new person, right? One of the first things I sent him was, hey, download Telegram. We want to give you an official welcome. That's number one. We want to give you an official welcome. And during that launch, as he's creating results, guess what we're doing? We're posting confirmations. We're putting up gifts, memes, and emojis, and we're celebrating. So every confirmation for a service that comes through, the team just bombs it. It explodes. I'm going to say sorry now, Miss Carrie. I see you on here. We talked about it too. That thing be going off at like 6 a.m. sometimes. So, you know, but anyway, we love celebrating. It gives folks life. And you never know what folks are going through in their day to day. So seeing a funny meme or just, you know, whatever it is, it just keeps them going. But here's the other thing it does in that Telegram. It creates like, you know, a little internal competition. Oh, you got a customer today? Okay, I'm going to get one today. I'm just saying, it's a really fun way to keep people motivated and going. And here's the other thing. When you get that brand new rep, your team is saying, we put in there, hey, we'd like to welcome Mr. Marvin to the team, right? Literally, I want you to know that he's watching everything. Like, oh my gosh, they're saying, welcome to the team. Congratulations. Glad you're here. He's like, oh, this is bigger than Miss Davis. This is bigger than Mr. Rashawn Moore. There's like, I don't know, 80-something people in our Telegram group. He's like, man, that's what you want to leave. You want to leave these social cues and social proof, I should say, you know, letting them know, hey, you're not the only person. It's other people that want the same dream, right? It's other people that are fighting. So that's really important. I think I'm closing out. I'm almost done. I will say this. And I think I went through just about everything, and I'll open it up for any questions. I will say this. I want you again to, and this is so important, I want you to come from a space of gratitude. I want you to come from a space of appreciation. Every single, thank you, Mr. Keller. Y'all cute. Y'all decent. Every time I get on a Zoom, whether it's to do a launch, whether it's to do a meeting, I'm literally, I don't know who y'all pray to, but I'm saying thank you, God. I'm coming from a space of opportunity. I'm coming from, gratitude. I'm coming from a space of, I get to do ACN. Now, oh Lord, I gotta do ACN today. No ma'am, no sir. And I absolutely know that what you feel, and I teach my son this all the time, what you feel is what you think, and that's what's gonna happen. Every time I get onto a launch or do anything, I'm giving praises, I'm being thankful, I'm coming in with an open heart and just being grateful that I get an opportunity to do ACN. But here's the other thing, I set the tone and I set the intention. Lord, we about to get 5 services. We about to go ahead and set these 2 meetings. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to just give somebody else a chance. Somebody gave me a chance. So your attitude and your attention before you even get on a launch is so important, y'all. It really is. So I'll digress. Absolutely. Ms. Deborah, thank you so much. I think I got a little bit more time left. If y'all have any questions or, you know, if you're like, hey, repeat that again. If I can help with anything. Please let me know. I don't know if you guys have the opportunity to unmute or if you're a fast typer, you want to put something in the chat, feel free to do so.
Here's what we'll do. We'll open it up just for 2 minutes for a couple questions for anyone that has anything that pertains specifically to the launch and only the launch.
It's open.
Okay. Any questions? All right, going once. Going twice.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I know you talked about, you know, meeting people where they are, right?
Hang on, where are you? What's your name? I'm trying to
Melissa.
Okay.
My name's Melissa. I had someone come on to a meeting and they was like, oh, you know, I did something like that before. They got off the meeting early. They said, I did something like that before. And I asked her, well, what did you do? She's like, I did Amway. And, you know, the verbiage sounded the same about like IBO or whatever, like something like that. So what would you ask them when it comes to, when it comes to tackling that, overcoming that pretty much like objection.
I got you. I think, Melissa, and thank you for being brave enough to unmute and ask a question because Public speaking ain't easy, y'all. It really ain't. So, Melissa, thank you. I appreciate that. And if I'm, let me know if I'm going in the right direction. I think what you're asking is if they have some sort of network, multi-level marketing experience, or, you know, I did that before, or, you know, if they come in with that, Melissa, I'm going to be very honest. And you actually reminded me to bring up one last point. I'm going to be very honest. During the launch or initial meeting, whatever it is that you're doing, I'm going to say this. If you want to win, I need you to do a few things. Number one, I need you to forget about everything you thought you knew, right? As it relates to money and business from a traditional standpoint. Because wouldn't you guys say that ACN is not a brick and mortar? ACN, right? Like, you got to think like a business owner. You can't think like a consumer. So there's some things that we got to peel back with. It's a little work we have to do. And I'm okay with doing the work. Someone was okay with doing the work for me. I always go into it like that. Remember, gratitude. Someone showed me, Angelique, you got to stop thinking like a clinician. You got to stop thinking about saving. You got to stop, right? And I had to transition to, hey, I'm a business owner now. And I'm a business owner in ACN, not Amway, not the other companies, right? I'm a business owner in ACN. So that's first and foremost. And then, Melissa, you can gently say, listen, I'm grateful that you shared it with me. But I want you to know in ACN and on Team Revolution or whatever team you're on, I know several teams on here, this is how we do it. We have a proven system in place where leaders like Mr. Solomon, Mr. James Adlam, right? We've shown so thousands of people how to win with our system. So my question for you is, can you be open and coachable to learning something new? If they say yes, Melissa, green light, go, my love. But if they say no, I told you we're not dropping our standards for anybody. It's 2024. I will kindly say, like, if they like, no, I'm not, I don't want to do this again. You know from the door. You know from the door what you're going to be up against. We are not begging. We are not pulling. We are not convincing anyone to get free, to earn residual income, to make unlimited bonuses, to be in a world where we're changing healthcare. We're not convincing anybody. I'm gonna say, hey, listen, maybe this isn't for you. And I know some of the leaders like, no, because I'm gonna protect my name. Look, I told y'all, my grandparents, we didn't have money. But one thing we had was our name. So I've been doing ACN for 9 years. I'm gonna protect my name. I'm gonna protect the company's name. The company does not need your 324. If this is going to be something that you can't adjust to, right? And you're not gonna be open and coachable for me to guide you through this process, then maybe it's not the right timing. You got 10 days to get the person their money back, 10 business days. Yeah, yeah. So Melissa, thank you
so much.
You're welcome so much, my love. Yep. So I think I'm done, Mr. Solomon. And let me say this. I'm honored. Thank you guys so much. I'm looking at all of the chat messages. Y'all make a girl just blush. I'm trying to tell you. Thank you so much.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
You got to hurry up because I don't want to get in trouble.
Hang on, guys. You know, we got to move on. We got a schedule here. I only said 2 minutes, but that's good. That call went a little bit long. So just hang on to it. You can put it in the chat if you like. Maybe you and Angelique can communicate that way.